This is Ozarks at Large. The Four Corners region of Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas is at the epicenter of an unusual weather phenomenon known as derechos. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich talked with the nation's top derecho expert, and she has this story.
Well, derecho is actually a Spanish term. It's a derivative of a Spanish term that means direct or straight ahead.
Derecho expert Stephen Corfitti is lead forecaster with the Storm Prediction Center based in Norman, Oklahoma, a division of the National Weather Service. He and his colleagues work round-the-clock shifts to provide severe weather warnings and watches to meteorologists and the public. The center's website, spc.noaa.gov, is a trove of information and contains an entire section dedicated to derechos. Stephen Corfitti says the word derecho was coined back in the 1880s.
By a physics professor at the University of Iowa, Dr. Gustavus Heinrichs. And he recognized at a relatively early date that there was a distinction between the cyclones or tornadoes that were playing havoc on the settlers and early farmers that were settling, moving westward from the eastern United States into the mid-Mississippi Valley, upper Mississippi Valley. And he recognized that there was a class of storms that were distinct from the tornadic storm that were also significant and produced widespread damaging winds, particularly those that would flatten crops and knock buildings down, but they weren't rotary-type storms or turning-type storms like a typical tornado.
Derechos are rare events. Only a few occur each year, and you never hear them forecast because derechos are documented as such only after they occur, and they most commonly occur from May through Labor Day.
The conditions that are most favorable for derecho development include a large mass of very warm and humid air that is experiencing a certain amount of lift. And by lift, I mean meteorological lift. And that lift can come from a what you would call a cold front or a warm front or a low pressure system. And that lift preferentially has to be moving. So if the weather disturbance is moving and encountering a large swath of very warm and humid air, particularly if that air that is warm and humid at the surface is overlaying or has cooler air at the mid and upper levels of the atmosphere. In a derecho environment, the most likely setup wind-wise is to have the wind speed increasing with height and blowing from the same direction with height. So essentially what happens is you have a snowplow effect that you get a mass of air starting to move in one direction and acting as a snowplow and lifting or overturning along the cold front or low pressure system a whole swath of that very warm and humid air. And when that overturning occurs, basically we're talking about thunderstorms, that thunderstorm is able to redevelop or replicate itself in that downstream direction.
Such severe and damaging wind events often appear on radar as bow echoes. Imagine a massive green archer's bow with a bursting red center.
Kind of in a backward C-shaped or a boomerang shape, that bowing shape to the line of strong echoes is an indication, more often than not, that very strong winds are reaching the surface behind the apex of the bow. In other words, the bow is bulged outward in the downstream direction, most forward. And those strong winds are basically what are acting as that snowplow to lift up the air violently, that warm and humid air near the surface. So once you start to see that bowing structure, basically you're essentially halfway toward having a derecho in progress.
You may also potentially spot a derecho in progress by looking up at the sky for unusual cloud formations along the horizon.
Derechos can, but not always, be accompanied by a very well-marked shelf or arcus cloud. And basically that it's a band of low, dark, angry-looking clouds, often showing some rotary or chaotic motions. And they represent the lowest part of the ascent that's going on the leading edge of the thunderstorm profile. So if you see a long arc of very dark, angry-looking clouds surmounted by dark but not quite as dark clouds above, and usually the sky has already taken on a very a dusky hue and maybe sometimes greenish or bluish, that dark, low roll of cloud, the shelf cloud or arcus cloud, is certainly one of the characteristics of some derechos, but unfortunately not all of them have that, and it all depends on the exact ingredients that are coming into place.
A few derechos have been documented in winter. Plus, they are not localized events, but generally involve at least several states.
But a true derecho typically extends in a more widespread fashion, maybe up to 150 or in some cases 200 miles in a much larger scale bow structure. And then within that larger scale bow, you may have smaller winds embedded within it that are surging. They represent winds that are surging forward even more rapidly than those associated with that larger scale bow. And that's where the most intense damage can occur.
Derecho damage appears differently than tornado damage.
Derecho damage, of course, typically covers a much, much broader area. And the winds, like because they are coming out of the clouds in a more or less unidirectional or in the same direction, they tend to blow things down in a straight line path. So everything is just mowed down essentially, or snow plowed down. So the trees and other debris tend to all lie in the direction from which the winds are coming.
Stephen Corfitti and his colleagues have created a derecho climatology map, concentric region of frequency. And the quad state region of Oklahoma, Missouri, Kansas, and Northwest Arkansas lie at the epicenter, with four derechos occurring every 3 years. That's because, Corfitti says, our atmosphere is fed both by the Gulf of Mexico and the southwestern Colorado Plateau.
Well, in this environment over the southern United States, and actually over a large part of the world, when severe thunderstorms are likely, you tend to have southerly winds near the ground, and then westerly winds at the mid-altitude, say 1 or 2 or 3 miles above you. And that's certainly the case over Arkansas when you're getting tornado or severe weather outbreaks.
The Storm Prediction Center publishes a detailed chronology of significant derechos. Two of note, the cross-country derecho, which occurred 2 years ago, traveled 1,300 miles over a 24-hour period from central high plains across the Great Lakes region into the mid-Atlantic states, clocking 100 miles per hour. The storm actually plowed up a seiche, a sudden swell on Lake Michigan. It was also the first time, SPC says, the word derecho was picked up and widely broadcast by media. Then there's the super derecho of 2009, cited as one of the most intense and unusual ever observed, traveling 1,000 miles from western Kansas to eastern Kentucky. It's documented as causing unprecedented continuous damage. Most recently, on July 23rd, a derecho packing 80-mile-per-hour winds was reported to have gusted over Tulsa. Here's some audio of that storm posted on YouTube. The derecho, which originated in southern Kansas, recorded the highest winds ever at Tulsa International Airport, dumped 5 inches of rain in some places, and produced baseball-sized hail. So given that our climate is warming, can we expect more frequent and intense derechos?
If indeed you warm the atmosphere, you're not just warming the surface, which of course would be a tendency, would be likely to produce more thunderstorms and possibly more derechos, but you're also warming the upper levels of the atmosphere. So if you warm the upper levels, say, more than you're warming the lower levels of the atmosphere will actually become more stable. And so it may get more humid and uncomfortable down near the ground, but it won't necessarily result in more storms. So it's a complex, you can't give an easy answer to that. And in addition, these changes in the thermodynamics affect the wind. So if you're warming the upper levels of the atmosphere also, you're also shifting the belt of stronger westerly winds aloft farther north. And again, that may either shift the corridor most likely to see derechos, or it may actually change it in such a way that they become less likely.
You can see for yourself how our weather is trending by bookmarking the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center on your smartphone, tablet, and desktop. And many thanks to Stephen Corfitti, lead forecaster, for taking time on a Sunday afternoon to discuss the mysterious and destructive phenomenon known as derechos. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more about derechos, search for them on the Storm Prediction Center website at spec.noaa.gov.